What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
On this week's edition of You and the Law, we continue to look at what to do if you are arrested. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers.
Persons living and working in Western Jamaica, do you know what to do if someone dies without making a will, leaving children under 18 years old, land, motor vehicles, and other assets? Do you have an ongoing matter with the Administrator General's Department? Come talk to us on Wednesday, November 29 at our Securing Your Legacy Roadshow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Housing Trust parking lot at 42B Union Street in Montego Bay, St. James. That's the Administrator General's Department, Securing Your Legacy.
On a previous edition of You and the Law, we explored what can lead to an arrest of a citizen and what is expected of the police officer before and after an arrest is made. Let's recap. An arrest is carried out by a police officer to prevent an offence, the continuation of an offence, and to prevent escape. The arrest is valid by way of the detection of an actual offence, investigation following a report by a third party, and with or without a warrant. A warrant is issued by a judge authorizing a law enforcement officer to arrest an individual. The law enforcement officer should identify themselves and outline the reason for the arrest before the arrest is made. The officer should also let the individual know that they have the right to remain silent and whatever they say can be used against them in court. The arrested individual is then taken to a police station where additional paperwork is carried out. The arrested individual has the right to communicate with and be visited by a spouse or partner, family member, religious counselor, and a medical professional of their choice.
So if they call one person, they don't get through to that person, then they're entitled to phone calls so that someone is aware that they're arrested and maybe to make arrangement for their legal representation.
Head of the JCF Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay. If you are arrested, you also have the right to an attorney. The police officer is to inquire if you have one. If you do not have an attorney or cannot afford legal representation, the government offers assistance through the Legal Aid Council. A list of lawyers referred to as duty counsel should be provided to you from which you can make a selection to handle your case. Duty counsel is a lawyer who has agreed to provide legal aid assistance to persons arrested and detained. These lawyers are paid by the government, therefore they are not to receive any money for their services.
Once the individual indicates that they cannot afford a lawyer, then the police will make contact with the attorney. Usually you'll find that there are different attorneys that are assigned to different parts of the island. So the police would have a listing of those persons who are approved legal aid counsel, and you make arrangement with one of them to come in and to act on behalf of the individual that has been charged.
Once you have asked the police to contact duty counsel on your behalf, they should not question you until your lawyer arrives. The police should also allow duty counsel to meet with you somewhere where they cannot hear your conversation, and everything you say to a lawyer is confidential. Also, depending on the nature of the case, if a person cannot afford a lawyer, then one or two justices of the peace may suffice. Persons who have been arrested are also entitled to be held in a safe environment and apply for bail. Bail may be granted or denied depending on the severity, gravity, and nature of the charge. At the station level, a police officer can grant bail for minor offenses or based on the likelihood of the individual appearing before the court for a trial.
Or you may have to remand them in custody to go to court for a court hearing and a bail application.
Head of the JCF Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay. That's all the time we have for this week's edition of You and the Law. Join us again next time when we discuss, among other things, what to do if you feel your rights have been violated during an arrest. Until then, I'm Anjuie James-Sawyers with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.